Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said it's time for Iranian-backed militia and their Iranian advisors who helped Iraq defeat Islamic State to go home.
Any foreign fighters in Iraq need to go home and allow the Iraqi people to regain control of areas that had been overtaken by ISIS and Daesh that have now been liberated. Allow the Iraqi people to rebuild their lives with the help of their neighbors.
Tillerson was taking part Sunday in the initial meeting of the Saudi-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh. Indiana University's Hussein Banai said it appears to be intended to limit Iran's presence in Iraq and elsewhere in the region.
This is something that obviously the Saudis and many of the other Gulf Cooperation Council countries have been lobbying Washington on. Going back to the latter part of the Bush administration, throughout the Obama administration, and now in the Trump administration, they finally have found a willing partner to actually support that move.
Ties between Shia-majority Iraq and Sunni-led Saudi Arabia have been strained since Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein's 1990 invasion of Kuwait. Saudi Arabia reopened its embassy in Baghdad in 2015. The two countries have since reopened a border crossing and resume flights between their respective capitals. Tillerson also visited Qatar and is scheduled to make stops in Pakistan, India, and Switzerland. Ethnic clashes between Oromos and Amharas in Ethiopia have resulted in at least 11 fatalities in the past week, centered in the rest of Oromia region, the country's largest province, wracked by violence. Nearly 700 died last year, forcing the government to impose a nearly one-year state of emergency, following a proposed development plan issued by Addis Ababa that opponents had charged amounted to a land grab. This is VOA News.